time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
This is Low Moon Origins, and the story continues.
Six is swooping in. It is 1, 2, 3. Attacking Millie. Millie did not have her own initiative. Hit. Millie is hitting her back, but not by enough to stun. She's checking to see if she falls off the ledge. Oh, crud, natural 20. Okay, so what happens is she swoops in, attacks Millie. They exchange blows. Millie hits her pretty hard, but not by enough to stun. She is repulsed back out away from the ledge, and Millie falls off the ledge, and she's like sliding down. So the first 30 feet, nothing bad is going to happen, but she's going to get going too fast by the time she goes down. And she's disappearing down into the valley, basically. Millie is. And then we're in initiative 5, 4.
I'm going to go ahead and go on with my...
From 4, you're jumping down? What was your initiative?
8.
Oh, but you're holding.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, okay, that's right. So you're jumping down in 4. Okay.
4, you got 2
4s
down.
Yep, 4. Okay, so there are 3 of them left. Okay. One of them has attacked this round, and she just pulled Millie off the ledge, and now Millie is falling down into the valley. That is not the most interesting one.
Actually,
Millie,
is there a chance I could, like, jump onto that particular harpy and still be able to flash on from that one?
No. Because she pulled back, so. Then the other two have not yet committed this round, and one of those two is the most interesting one.
Are you strong?
Oh, no.
What's the, like, Millie is slowing her fall, right?
Yes, so far. It's going to be too
What's
far.
What's the likelihood if Taya braced me, I could swing down and grab Millie?
No, she'd be long gone.
Come on, it's heroic.
It's beautiful. It's Tarzan-like, but it's not. What's the word?
All right, Millie. Scientifically possible.
I hope you find your dad.
Jeez.
Right, I'm going to stand between
in for the bushes.
One and for the bushes.
Okay.
Hopefully there's a hay bale down there.
Summoning my.
There's not even like a tree in okay. For 3 blocks.
Not even an awning or anything.
Used, Leon sees Taya step toward. Let's see, the next person in line was Wilma Tosen, right? Step toward Wilma Tosen, and she summons the spectral scimitar.
Okay.
But there's nothing to attack at the moment. Okay, are you doing anything else?
Ron doing like anything? She's attacking Wilma Tosen?
No, maybe. She's looking more at Wilma Tosen than she is the harpies, let's put it that way.
Okay. So, I have a rope going out to Taya and a rope going out to Wilma Tosen.
Correct.
Can I hold Taya's rope so she can't move closer to Wilma Tosen?
You can try.
Okay. I'll try to stop her in her spot.
Okay. So,
what are you doing?
Roll d20 versus wisdom to make sure you grab the correct rope.
Oh, boy. kind of made it.
Okay, so yes, you look down, you go, oh, this is a rope, right? And you grab the rope, and you work to pull her back. It takes a second for the slack to come out. So, initially, because you weren't really trying to get to her to attack, you don't, it really hasn't affected you too much unless he pulls you more. But the slack is out of the rope, so if he pulls hard on the rope, it's going to pull you back.
No, it's still slippy.
Okay. And then, that was in, both of those were in four.
I have a slushy machine now.
Three. Ren jumped down. Millie jumped down.
Millie pulled down.
Yes, pulled down. That's okay. And then, so that really only leaves Wilmoto-sen, Jasmine, is hanging upside down. So that's a tempting target. And then, Taya.
So I was there Friday, and I had a social
meeting. Jasmine. Okay, so one of the harpies, the most interesting one, comes and attacks Jasmine while she's hanging upside down. All three hits.
What makes her the most interesting?
One, three, and three. Total of seven.
And the guy.
Was this the one that attacked me earlier, Dan?
Just the whole nonchalant.
Why didn't you tell me that she was the most interesting one earlier?
She is not most interesting to you.
Okay. He's a butt guy.
He's a butt guy.
Celibate. Hey.
But he cannot lie.
Okay. The last one goes in two. One to three, Jasmine. Four to six, Wilmoto-sen. It's Jasmine. The last one attacks Jasmine as well.
Oh, jeez. Put her on your character. I'm hanging upside down, helpless here.
Not interested.
And all three hit.
Then just hang on!
One, three, and one. That's puny.
No,
I'm sorry, the last one was two. I apologize. That's a D6 now. So it's one, three, and two. Total of six.
Okay.
But she's not built like a tank or even like a milk truck. Okay?
I have a decent number of hit points, though, because of
the
girdle
and my hawk. Probably. Yeah. Maybe we're going
to Well, it's still alive.
Or otherwise, you'd be missing double its hit points.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Taya hasn't responded to me at all or nothing.
No, but she did not respond to your verbal statement, and you didn't actually physically pull her back. You just pulled all the slack out of the rope.
Yeah,
she wasn't trying to get to her to attack, so.
What's that?
She wasn't actually trying to get to her to attack.
Oh,
she just moved in her general direction. Okay, and we're ending the segment, and I believe that ends surprise, because that was four.
Okay.
So you're dangling upside down, but you're no longer surprised by that fact.
That's the least surprising thing that's happened there, apparently.
Okay. Josh.
Okay.
You and Millie come crashing into the forest floor.
All right.
Okay, so at the bottom, as you come, there is like rocks at the edge, and then there's a tree and roots that come right up to the edge of the rocks. It's the rocks that really hurt.
Yep.
Just
figured.
See what happened.
See
what
happened.
13 points of damage.
Right.
Not even that bad.
No structural.
Okay. Millie is unconscious, however.
All right. I will rush over and. Oh, actually, first I will scan the area and make sure there are no dragon monks moving in to attack us.
Okay. Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
I've rolled 15 for, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll a dex check at half.
Okay. No, I made dex, but not at half.
Okay. So one of the harpies apparently that went down lunges at you, and you like roll, curl up, and kind of lash out in reflex, but you do not hit.
Okay.
Okay. And then you'll be in initiative. You'll be in melee with her this coming round.
Okay. I did, huh? Where did you get it from? Mm-hmm.
I did. Oh. Okay.
But you can't eat it on my bed.
Okay. So we'll do this all together. We're rolling initiative. If we have not. All right. Joy. For Millie's bleeding also. Okay. Don't think there's any missile fire. We're in 9 melee. 8. 7. 6.
Oh,
you're in 6? Okay. So, from your point of view, back on the ledge, Leon has pulled the rope tight behind you, so advancing more is going to be tough. Right in front of you is Wilma Tosen, and she is not engaged in melee with anyone at the moment, and you know that she is a spellcaster. She's probably outside melee reach unless you push the rope a little bit. Then just beyond her is Jasmine, who's dangling upside down. And two of the harpies, one of which is the most interesting of harpy, are like swooping in and out and striking at her. Okay? And then there is a third uncommitted harpy. That's where you're at. What would you like to do? The most interesting harpy is only in danger at the moment from Wilma Tosen. Okay. All right. So then that was, what was that, 6? So also in 6, one of the ones that attacked Jasmine last round.
Huh?
It's Jasmine Wilma Tosen.
A rapper or something?
Okay.
Oh, your brain. Oh, my glove. Like, you're looking. It's not fly when you just put the bowl. I was just putting it on the top of the bowl.
It's a drip
that goes in the bowl.
Okay, so one of the harpies that was previously uncommitted, and it's not the most interesting one, flies toward Leon to attack. Okay, what was your initiative?
Five.
Okay, so it has you on initiative, and it will fly up and try to claw you, which it will fail to do. Okay. You may strike it back if you wish.
Okay. What are you doing?
Roll the hit.
Let's see. Long sword. Three. So -6 plus the sword.
Definitely hit.
I'm assuming they're not hard.
Correct. Okay. She takes a nasty gash and twists and plummets away and is kind of headed down into the valley. It doesn't look like she can fly anymore.
They're training herpes.
I'm sorry! I yell as it's falling.
Okay. The most interesting harpy screeches at you scoldingly. You feel chastised.
I do.
I said sorry.
I had to hang my head in shame.
Okay. The other one that goes, the most.
I'm sorry, you said it did damage, can you correct? Or did it miss?
It missed. Okay. And the other uncommitted harpy goes after Jasmine. Two hits. 3 points and 4 points. That was as much as the three hits last time.
And they're swooping in and out, so she's not
correct.
Always in danger.
Correct. Okay. That was in six.
Flying past, wiping at me.
Five.
Me.
Five.
Okay.
Jasmine, get over here!
Gonna attempt to climb on the wall.
Okay, roll a d20 versus your strength to get yourself moving.
Lord.
You're good at these.
You should play strong character.
No, 13.
Okay, so basically you twist around, get your hands on the wall, and you wind up swinging your legs down. So you're...
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
You're up, you're right side up, but your head is just barely above the ledge and you're actually clinging to the wall below the ledge. Okay? And you can start to move, but it's not going to be like...
Just like spider climb along the wall?
Yeah. Yeah, so if you do that for the whole round, you'll be on the ledge at the end of the round.
Remember, you're still holding up your body with that, so...
Right. So she's like, her hands are, she's like this, and her butt's down by her leg. She's like, I'm just kidding. Probably not, though. She has average strength, right? What is her strength?
9.12.
9.12?
What?
9.12 strength.
How?
Just bodybuilding.
Huh?
I have bodybuilding.
That doesn't give you 0.1.
Well, weight. She has 12% power.
Oh, I see.
All right. Anyway.
I was thinking
9.1.2. What initiative was that?
Five.
Okay, so also in five, Wilmatosen begins to cast a spell.
Everybody get to the ledge over here!
Sherry, Wilmatosen is beginning to cast a spell.
Okay, I'm going to... I got it!
Just poke her a little bit. Not too hard.
I got this bumper really
okay.
Hard.
Roll a d20. If you hit... right, and you can do some dual damage for that. Oh, probably, yeah, I'll let you do that. I'm gonna say I'm not sure if you dealt with the spectral scimitar, but yeah.
It's
not mortal. No. Alright, so
Warpal
you spam. What is your paralyzation? What is
no.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
I
want to
do that.
Yeah, okay. So you're just gonna smack her, but you can do non real damage.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll the hit.
Slap her.
That is a hit.
Okay, so roll your damage.
Yeah, but that's only going to be one quarter real. Okay, so it's 2 points of real damage. 9 points of... Okay, so what happens is you put your sword, she goes, and she begins to draw some orange energy up in her hands, and you take your sword and you go, smack, and it hits her right in the forehead, and the spell ends, and she sags back against the wall unconscious.
Oh. Are you kidding?
She only had 8 hit points left. She'll wake up in a couple minutes.
What was that for? What is going on?
Let's take note, Liam's no longer allowed to lead a party.
Alright.
You did.
I'm in here.
Three.
That's what I said. Let's
I'm
take
still
note.
In five.
Oh, five? Okay, back to five.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I believe I have a harpy on me.
Yes, you do.
And I'm two. I'm 5 for 2. Am I still two this round?
Two, yes. Okay. This is basically a new combat for you.
Alrighty.
Just take one, then
show up. Rolled a 10, which I believe hits AC 4.
That is a hit. It is not enough to stun.
Okay.
So she is wounded already, so make it good, maybe it'll be enough.
That's 9 damage.
Okay. And she goes, she like, you hit her in the side of the head, and she looks dazed for a second, and then she caves over, and she's laying against a fallen log.
That's all right. Look around for another one.
You do not see it anymore.
All right, I will move to Millie.
Okay. The forest sounds are large down here, however, kind of loud. Frogs or something. Okay. And it is fairly dark, dim. So actually, you probably be on information. Do you have I do. Yeah, you'd be on information. Okay. And. So let's see if there's any more opposition.
I'm a nondescript high elf.
Thirteen.
The TH digraph is very difficult when you're looking.
So this is 13. Wait, what's this?
No, it's also very difficult if you're not a native speaker.
It's
<Yeah.
laughs> like, where does KN become an F? Alright, so nothing is going to stop you from dropping down and beginning to look at her wounds. She is bleeding out. That's obvious, like the blood soaking her clothes. But you can begin to do healing on her, and you're essentially be starting in like 2, it won't be done until like 2 of next round.
Okay.
And then
what I'm working on.
Yep. So run roll your healing roll and your healing amount. Did we miss anybody else in initiative? Are we done? Okay.
No. Actually, now it's 6 and 1. I roll 1. You might want to tell me what my magic number is, I guess. Well, actually,
do 3d3 and you
know, yeah, you do 3d3, right? Yeah.
3d3 is no damage to you.
But I rolled a 1, so that's open-ended high.
Correct. If you roll 3, you go 54.
Okay, so I roll 1, 3.
Okay, and otherwise we can roll a new initiative.
Okay.
And you made, Alicia, you'd make it successfully to the ledge by Leon.
Okay. Millie gets 8.
Okay. So she is now going to be conscious.
You alright?
Okay, alright.
I'll help her up, I guess.
Okay, yep. He hauls you up onto the ledge. Alright. There are 2 harpies left. Wilmatosen is currently unconscious. She's on the ledge, unconscious.
I think something's wrong with Taya. She just attacked her.
Okay. Unless anyone has missile fire, we have Melee 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Okay, in 5. One of the harpies is attacking. She is not the most interesting harpy.
Is that your power?
And, okay, so she swoops in to attack / grab Wilmatosen, who is currently unconscious.
Can I pull Wilmatosen's rope?
I mean, you could, but then she's going to fall off the ledge. She's currently on the ledge, leaning back against the wall. As soon as you pull her over, she's going to fall off the ledge. Which just would mean she'd be on the end of the
ledge. If I lay my sword down, can I, like, haul it in real quick? Or?
You could, yeah.
Can I snap off the ledge a couple times?
In any case, you're definitely going to want to be ready
to
lay her.
Well, either way, I got her over, so if they...
Because she's either going to carry her off or throw her down, one or the other.
Yeah. If she does that, I still have her helm.
So. Right.
I will... Here, hold this.
my sword?
Yeah. Okay. I start hauling in the slack on Loma's rope.
Okay. Alright. So. And the harpy does attack her and hit her, and then she pulls her off the ledge so that she's now like swinging down on the rope. So you are going to have to belay the rope. Roll mountaineering.
I rolled a 6.
Yeah, no problem. So you belay the rope, and ultimately the rope jerks. You feel her weight after, and then it kind of, it's not as much as her full weight though, because it kind of pendulums, swings down. Yeah, so it would be a 1 in 8 chance of a solid surface. No. Okay, so she is dangling on the rope. And you can begin to haul her up. If you spend the whole round hauling her up, you'll have her either all the way up or almost up by the end of the round. Okay. And we were in initiative 5. Then we're in 4. Okay, so...
Keep hair out of your eyes.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right, so in initiative 4...
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
No, I'm sorry, 3. In initiative 3.
I go on 3.
Okay, but you're hauling on the rope.
Yep.
So, right. So initiative 3, the most interesting harpy swoops in to attack Jasmine.
Can I
mean, you can. So it's just a negative 5 non-weapon proficiency penalty.
Yeah, okay. It's either that or drop it. I'm ready for impact.
What was your initiative?
3.
Okay, so you're simultaneous with her, so the same time she attacks you, you could attack her if you want to.
Can I intercede?
Sure.
Okay.
How do you want to do that?
Just step in the way.
Okay. So you're pulling up on the rope and you're going to step in the way of the sword shot?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So,
sword shot or a
bird? Alicia, roll even odd.
You're going to hit Leon with a long sword, huh?
Yep.
Even.
Okay, so you did hit Leon. So you're going to roll a d8 damage plus the magic of the sword, and if you have a strength bonus, haha.
2.
Yes, but only when I'm hitting first.
Well, that wasn't even that hard. You didn't hit it very good. 2 plus.
I have a 9 strength. My sword is probably
2 plus
super
the
heavy.
Sword.
Okay. This is the orc sword, right? The one that you found in the orc encampment.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, no.
So I don't know what to
do. Are you done?
How much damage do I take for my
7.
Oh, sweet!
Not because it's plus 5, but just because you took 7.
18.
Should have said 8, then at least you know it was plus 6. Okay, make it 8.
Seriously?
Yeah, I mean, you just stepped in the way of it. It could be any amount of damage I want.
Come on! No, that's not how this works. It's a long
sort
of
ranger
slaying.
No, I don't want you to lose my dice,
dude. I'll wait. I'm not in.
Okay, you're not dying?
Yeah, I'm not
dying. Roll percentile dice to see if you killed him.
Yeah.
You just stepped in the way of it.
I'm kidding.
I'm not going to do this. She doesn't swing it hard enough.
92.
Oh. No, definitely not.
You need, like,
roll a dex check to make sure you didn't drop the sword after
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I stepped in the way neck first. I'm like, come on!
No problem. You still have the sword in hand. Meanwhile, while all that's going on and he's stopping you from attacking the most interesting harpy, she's attacking you. And she hit once. For 1 point.
Leon, what are you doing?
I don't know. I don't think they mean us harm.
What do you mean? They've been harming us this whole time.
Roll a d20, Alicia.
I don't think so.
Ben.
Okay, it occurs to you, you're fairly sure that Leon is charmed by the harpies.
Kickstart didn't happen. I think they're confused.
I think you're confused.
Well, that sounds right to you, too.
I'm very confused.
Okay. That was 3.
I think I know that one.
2.
Oh,
One. Okay. So, in two, you finished healing. Okay. In one, there you hear the sound of bow shots coming from the woods near you. And you, because you are not actively healing now, because you finished, you may roll sacred specification on the arrows. First one,
18,
made it. Second one,
no.
Two, that's failed. Third one,
18.
Okay, so you blocked the first one and the third one, and the second one missed. Okay, and then you see three, what looks to be smaller than human size, humanoid forms, you're pretty sure goblins. Okay. After they take the shots, they jump up and run in the opposite direction, like off into the woods.
Billy, you got goblins or something.
Okay. Apparently you terrified them with your blocking two arrows and getting missed by the third one. Like, oh, broken morale. Just like that.
Morale broken.
Yep. Okay. New round. Initiative. There's only two left.
This all be out to me climbing up the.
Yeah, they're basically getting their butts kicked in the strangest way. Okay.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Dan, what are the
I didn't give that to you, so you could use it.
I mean, you definitely could.
Defending myself.
It will take you probably like
Apparently
6 minutes.
You.
But you could definitely do it. I mean, based on dice rolls, assuming you can roll the dice, there's always failure.
Yeah, I wish I had another magic missile.
It's true, they're on range for magic missiles.
I don't think the wind would be able to get them from here, would it?
Imagine this.
No, because it's
I'm
not designed to go.
I'm holding onto a rope that's saving me.
One of our monsters you saw the whole one.
No, I have two. One of them got eaten by Dorkin. And
Dorkin, you ate the whole monster that he needs.
And the other one fizzled on the dragon.
I had a stronger mind, I guess.
Right? Dragon,
dragon fizzle will get you every time.
I really don't want to, but I do still have two fireballs.
Oh, yeah, you can do it. Just don't put it too close to the edge.
I mean, how effective are fireballs going to be against monks?
One step closer to the edge.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's about
to catch. Well,
James,
I mean, I have to
at least
beginning of
next round. Yep. Well, we're an initiative, so we are beginning of next round.
Yeah.
So will you be casting a spell this round?
Well,
I doubt the goblins are going to stop and go back and regain their morale.
Yes.
Seems pretty unlikely.
I will start casting.
Okay. Let's see if either one of the harpies can do anything about it.
Actually, yeah. I'll tell Millie. All right, I'm going to try to. Are the harpies at least grouped enough that I can get them with a fireball? And can I aim the fireball as to not hit them?
They're pretty grouped toward the edge now. And yes, you can try to aim it so it won't hit the party.
Okay.
I mean, there's still a small chance, but.
Small chances.
Yeah, you wouldn't target the harpies, you target the area.
Okay, so I'll do that.
Because if you target a harpy and it flies into attack, then it'll carry your fireball around. That would be bad. So but you target the area. Okay, so you start an 8, you said?
And I tell Lily to come with me.
Okay. She hauls herself to her feet, holding her back. I got you!
She's in
positive hit point.
Oh, sorry, Dan, I failed.
Today's been the day of irony.
Oh, yeah. And you, Ron, you did manage to haul Wilma Tosen up onto the ledge.
Good.
She is still unconscious, but she's up.
Okay.
We have two harpies, one of which is more interesting than the other.
All right. What initiative are we?
Nine. Okay. Eight.
Melee.
I start casting.
Melee, yep.
Okay.
All right. Both of you roll a d20, please.
Both of you.
You.
Nine.
Okay. So both of you are aware that Ren, down below, 60 feet away, is casting a spell. And it sounds aggressive. He's going, ay, ay, ay!
Sounds annoyed.
The only way to stop him would be to throw at something at him or to hit him. That would be the only way.
Throw Wilma to send at him.
I think Leon is out of the throwing. It'd be up to Taya probably.
Please don't throw your scimitar at him. I throw a speak with animals at him.
Feel that strongly about it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
He is attacking your friend.
I know. I go and brave
those. There'd be missile fire, though, so you'd be avert. When you're attacking a spellcaster, you can avert the missile fire.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So he is at medium range, so that's a minus two to hit. Now bear in mind, when she throws at you, if she would hit you, if you decide to deflect it or dodge it, you would have to use the spell to do so.
But if she hits them, does any of this spell work?
Yes.
So,
if she would hit, and you let her hit you, you'll lose the spell. If you decide to let go of the spell, you could possibly dodge or deflect the scimitar.
Mama!
Could I still attack if I lose the spell?
Yes.
Okay.
If there was something to attack.
Okay.
Anyway, so roll the hit. He's got a pretty good AC, and you're at minus two to hit. That's a pretty bad roll.
I mean, your mom would
have AC 5.
Your mom and dad would
miss. She is.
That's pretty bad.
Yep. All right. So she does throw the scimitar at you, and it comes whirling by.
Whoa! Hello.
Did you say fighter?
Okay.
He's like, goodness gracious!
However,
fire.
There is a 30% chance that it hits a tree nearby.
Deflects back into Ren. Brain.
No, it's not going to deflect back. It does hit a tree nearby.
Uh-oh, because it's late. Just disintegrate a tree. Mama, oh, mama, I think like...
And the tree is not disintegrated. So,
what?
Not disintegrated.
Mom.
Oh.
Who the what?
Oh.
She has some
tricks up her sleeve.
All right. That's Leon's actual in-character reaction, by the way.
To nothing happening?
What? To the tree disintegrating?
No,
it was
not.
Did not disintegrate.
Oh. Not.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking was if it disintegrated a good part of the tree, then something could fall on you or otherwise. Yeah. But it's not going to happen.
I thought I was going to cut the tree down and the tree falls on there.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so then... Seven. Six.
I'm in six, but I really don't... Oh, I'm in five.
Okay, and we go to five. The spell is going off. Also in five, one of the harpies is attacking on the ledge. It is not the most interesting harpy. Okay, I'm going
to
do the attacks first.
I'm trying to interpose my first.
Between the not most interesting harpy and a party member?
Yeah, so...
Okay. Let's see who he's attacking first. She's attacking... Jasmine. Okay.
Jasmine's
right next to
her. D6 per level. Caster.
Okay, so 11... So you're trying to allow yourself to be harpied?
Yeah.
Okay. You are hit once. For 6 points.
Is there any possible way I could wrestle it to subdue it? Without it carrying me off?
I mean, you could try to wrestle it, you could try to grab it. Basically, what's going to happen is if you don't impair its wings and it flies off, then you're going to fly off with it. So it'll be depending on what kind of a grip you can get.
Kind of. Grab and yank so it comes down as quick as possible and try to get its wings under control.
Okay. So basically, it's going to be a percentage. It's going to be a grappling roll. They are basically bipedal. They just happen to have wings. Yeah. So roll percentile dice. You know, start your first exchange. Looking for a high number.
22.
Not really a high number. Okay. However, you do manage to, like, grab onto her part of her chest and her belly.
Sorry! There's nothing else to grab onto.
You're right there.
That's terrible. That is terrible. Oh Lord. And you do 3 points of damage plus your strength bonus.
Turn right here.
What is your strength bonus? 7.
So 11 points.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Oops.
I say.
Okay, and then she is trying to fly back off the ledge. Are you letting go of her boot or not?
Alright. Yeah, I'm letting go so I don't fly off with her.
Okay.
Oh man.
I say just stop! We can be friends.
What? Oh, come back.
She just screeches. She screeches at you.
I imagine.
Oh my goodness. Okay, and the fireball goes off just at that moment.
Okay.
Thank you. The Prince Albert series on Kindle features Prince Albert, the young errant prince of the Kingdom Geoff.
Yeah, I'm assuming
you grabbed the harpy's boots.
Okay, so here's what happens. The other harpy is still slightly off the platform, and then the one flies in, accidentally hits Leon, and then Leon lashes out and kind of grabs onto her for a second, and then she starts to fly back, and he lets go of her, and as he lets go of her, she flies back very rapidly, and then all of a sudden, the sky is just full of fire. And both harpies are basically incinerated, including the more interesting one, and when the flames are gone, they're just gone, like you don't see them at all. You see the two of them plummet down on fire and smack into the ground dead.
That went on way too long. Are you okay to climb?
And both of you are heartbroken for a moment.
No.
And then a moment later you realize, wait a minute.
What?
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 Oh, I gotta go look at Wilmy
Tosa. How are you doing?
Tosa. Yeah, Tosa. Wilmy Tosa. That's how I remember it.
Assaulting was appropriate. It's the defending was a problem.
Yeah,
Arden, you're now the HR department.
we're all doomed.
They almost won. They almost pulled it off.
That's a lot of power.
And that's right. I need to mark off fireball.
Yep. Okay. All right. So she is unconscious.
I have many tricks up my sleeve.
Are you doing healing on her? Do you have healing?
You're not a nice man. Yes. Just for that whole encounter. Okay.
Yeah, that was a random encounter, by the way.
Healing on you, Gargax.
What
is it? Just regular healing?
Yeah.
Yeah, decent. Yep.
2.
Okay. All right. So you definitely stabilized her. She's not bleeding to death. She doesn't look like she's deeply unconscious. In fact, by your assessment, she'll probably wake up in a few minutes, but she's not going to be well off. She does have quite a few small wounds that were not inflicted by you. And she does have definitely a forehead bruise. Yes.
Your sword imprinted with anything?
I'll yell up. Can you guys throw down a rope?
Yep.
Ren is calling for a rope.
Put on a rope.
Yeah. All right. So can I have my sword back, please?
I'll guess Millie and I tie ourselves up to each other, and then
I'm sorry, I don't know what came over.
Charm.
Okay.
Charm.
Up you go. Roll climbing. Just roll a couple times. We'll see what happens. Percentile days. Yep. Just don't roll super high. Usually pretty good.
I make no promises.
If they tell me, I will tell him.
Like 100.
Hey. You rolled 100 on the first one. Well, So you slip back down in the first 10 feet, but you don't take any damage because you can fall 30 feet with no damage. And she was about 25 feet up, and she slipped back down.
So this is going well.
Yeah, let's try this again.
My sister tried.
Okay, 49.
Yep.
64.
Yep.
7.
Okay, you're both at 30 feet up now. This is where it starts to get
okay.
more dangerous. No problems.
63.
Okay, 40 feet up.
91.
I'm on a heartbeat.
Still fine. 50 feet up.
55.
No problem. All right. So it takes them 8 minutes, but they do manage to climb back up.
Okay, good.
All right. Okay, but during that time, from the cave mouth, you can see that there is a continuing winding path from here that goes around to the side and then leads down into, like, basically a field of gravel. Looks like an avalanche that's happened maybe more than once. And then from the field of gravel, you are approaching the edge of the aforementioned dark blue lake that you saw.
Well, we should and probably check the Heartbeat Cave. Right?
Locate object seems to be in that general direction. Yes, the Heartbeat Cave is here. There is a narrow crevice at the back of it that one could get into. It's clear that they came out of there. There's very little nesting or anything like that in the bigger part of the opening.
Look at Jasmine. Does the
I was worried there's
so they have like a den or something. Well, there could be back in that area. Yeah, there could be back in that area.
Does the locate object point to the cave?
No, locate object is pointing to the lake.
Okay,
or vicinity of the lake.
You investigated enough today, buddy. Don't quit your day job.
Get Leon a shirt that says FBI. Or maybe HBI.
Don't worry, it'll fall on deaf ears.
FBR. Federal Bureau of Regulation.
She said he was listening. The HR department.
That's why he's HR, because he doesn't think.
He doesn't care.
He's just like, and? Why are you disturbing my organization?
Was it funny?
Oh, how outrageous.
Yeah. Chaotic neutral, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's alignment for HR.
Okay, so somebody going back in the cave to see if they have a lair or nest or something back there. Okay, so
did you give me my sword back?
Yes.
Good, I hate to wrestle. All right, I got my sword.
She's still sore because you hit her your sword in her hand with your body.
What?
Because it's not you didn't hit her, you hit your sword in her hand with your body.
I just stepped in front of her swing.
It wasn't, assaulted. Really wasn't much of a swing.
So you're like ineffectively trying to use a sword, and I'm like, no, like this.
Did you add like half his strength bonus to the roll?
Okay. Anyway, so you do go through the crevice. It's a vertical kind of slit, basically, in the back of the cave. Inside there, you find a taller cave that's probably like 30 feet high. And at varying levels in that cave, there are like little balconies, basically. And there are 7 of them, not 6. And then on the floor is a lot of like dead body parts, like bones and stuff like that. And then skewn in amongst those are some coins. And then on the balconies are more coins. It's going to take you a good 20 minutes to search the whole place. And there is a lot of harpy feces. But there's definitely a lot of coins too. From the opening, you don't really see much in the way of like detail of what the coins are, unless you have.
I'm not really worried about coins. But if I see anything of interest, like weapons or armor, especially armor.
There's definitely there's some armor laying, like dead bodies have armor on them, things like that. Whether any of it's good or not, remember you don't have light, so if you draw your sword, you at least have candlelight.
I had my sword out.
Okay, so you at least have candlelight. Yeah. So
I do have that snake vision on my side.
Yeah, we have to remember that. It comes up at times, but. It really works off vibration, and there really isn't, so that's
not your sounds.
So, I mean, basically, you can move around, at least check the floor and see whether there's anything of interest.
Here. Well, I have no armor.
Do you have an unearth in your bag?
While they're doing that,
do I have an unearth?
Yeah. I'll heal myself and anybody else who wants minor healing.
Be the one with one left.
I have one here.
Can we bring him back to life so you can muscle all my stuff?
I'm working on it. Okay?
Just out of curiosity, do you resurrect?
I don't, but I'm going to see if I sacrifice some other spells if she'll give it to me.
Oh.
Okay.
Flash transfer.
So what you're saying is you're going to get a raised dead with some chastise. That's what you're saying.
Raised dead and an atonement?
Yeah.
If I trade all my high-level spells and have a resurrection? No, but you can have a raised dead and an atonement.
Well, you're not going to give me two raised dead.
So she's at the pawn shop, and she's like, can I get just a raised dead? That's all I need. She's like, best I can do is raised dead and an atonement.
Well, I mean, technically, Athena does my higher-level spells.
That's right.
Sorry.
Yeah, Hecate doesn't give me my high
power
juice.
That's right. So, I can give you what's in column A.
I forgot.
But you also get something from column B.
I forgot how ineffective and weak your goddess actually is.
Nice.
Flame strike.
Well, it's from
you. Well, it's not what she said.
Hecate says, Athena, will you please flame strike him? He's saying mean things about me.
He said he doesn't like wisdom in battle. He totally thinks wisdom in battle's dumb.
Thor, can you please strike?
Just remember, despite everything he says, at least your god is immortal. Is this just a hopped up human?
Right.
Thor's like,
actually,
hey.
Baldur's gone.
Thor's like,
that's
hey,
true.
I hate that guy.
Your god's weak. Your god's dead.
of the gods in the Norse mythos.
Was that flying mistletoe?
You chose to follow Baldur.
Jeez.
That's why he's the hair loss.
He's the one most worthy of
respect. On the Greek side, we do have Dionysus, so let's not talk too much crap.
Yeah, but I'm not worshipping Dionysus.
Is Dionysus dead?
No.
He's just a drunk.
Immortal.
Immortal. Norse isn't immortal, so.
That's true, right?
Is it time for Ragnarok?
We're just
on the downside. So are the Titans.
Can we start Ragnarok so you have to go somewhere else? What would it take to do that?
I don't think you want one moon Ragnarok.
I wouldn't go. Remember?
What would it take for a fellow to get
been
some Ragnarok?
Shunned away from all that living?
Remember, that's only Great Norse heroes.
That's what I'm trying to get to.
I guess Rhiannon will go then.
A little salt, a little pepper, a little Ragnarok, a little cumin, a little paprika, a little death.
It's literally...
Okay, so...
you're talking stuff about my god.
Searching the room, you find that most of the dead that are here is probably 50, you'd say?
Greek mythology?
About 50 total. But most of them were unarmored. And given their garb and like that, you're pretty sure they were sailors.
So they fly out to sea, pick them off.
Yep. But... you do manage to find.
See, I do stuff.
You're not a priest.
Still serviceable. A suit of.
They're kind of interchangeable terms.
It's also, we're talking.
Leather studded or.
That's what I
a suit of chainmail.
Or what?
Chainmail.
Whatever one looks better. I'm a armor collector, so.
Okay.
They currently have armor.
So, as far as style and condition, the leather studded is better.
All right, I'll take that.
Okay.
Hopefully it fits.
I mean, it's fairly adjustable within reason.
Just flexible. Oh, okay. Chainmail it is.
I need searching the floor. Once I think the chainmail's back, then I can resurrect.
To that, searching the floor to that point, you do find.
So hey, there's stuff in here.
Check out The Moment Blood Bowl wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures.
9 daggers.
Is it the appropriate stuff?
Or at least. There could be more if you look longer. But at least 9 daggers that are serviceable.
I'm only taking maybe 5 minutes.
That's an oddly specific number.
Okay, well then that's probably as far as you're going to get.
Okay, I'll just take the daggers.
And you haven't checked any of the balconies as far as like anything that they might have or a personal treasure or anything like that.
I'll take the armor and the daggers out with 9 daggers.
Okay.
Hey, I found this stuff. Anybody need some daggers?
I could use daggers.
So you did get into their... Wait, am I still unconscious now? Yes, by now. Okay, so you did get into their nest or whatever it is. I can detect magic. There's no opposition?
No, there's no. Not that I can see.
I can take
I'll
a look.
I'll go in with you.
Okay. Although, I must say my trust level is quite thin at the moment.
Yeah, it was some effect they had over me.
Dan, while he was looking, I was going to heal myself and whoever else wanted.
That's fine. Okay.
I'll take healing. I have to turn this on.
Wilma.
Yes, the mage had a rough go of it.
Will take 5, which I think is better than what... Taya gave her. Jasmine will get...
Okay. So using a detect magic, Lomatose Sen will search the room just for that which glows magical. And she finds three things. One is a dart, a single dart. And there is a wand. And I totally forgot what the other thing was.
Taya gets six.
The first thing I rolled, what did I roll?
Miscellaneous.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So naturally, the third is what basically looks like a girdle.
Yeah.
A girdle, not a kernel?
Correct. It's a girdle.
Curl.
Upon bringing it back out into the light and examining it, which you will do with Jasmine, the wand looks like a fairly typical wand, so it's probably a common use wand of some kind. And it does have a magical character on the end of it, which she has not spoken since she picked it up, which is Wuh, pronounced Wuh.
What?
And so it could be like the beginning of the command word, or it could be the command word. And then the girdle, examined in the light, and once it's put on, it has a bunch of little pockets on it, and it is basically a girdle of pockets or pouches, basically. It's got a lot of little small storage places in it, more than would be normally feasible. And then there's a single dart.
Who do you just dart?
Well, my Sosen use starts.
Okay, the dart.
No.
Is she giving me the wand? She's trying to get it.
She suggests that one of you takes the wand and one of you takes the girdle, since the girdle would be useful for holding magical components.
I heard as much as I thought.
Which one do you want?
I thought I heard the wand. I thought I heard a
name like this. What did you say the word was?
Jeez.
Vuh.
Keep bullying me. How much slushies are you calling?
Something like too much sugar cereal. The alcohol is optional.
There's not even alcohol in it.
What's funny is your nail, the color matches the color of the balloon. And so when I first thought, I thought you were putting it on the end of your thumb to stretch it, like around your thumb, because it's the same color.
Stop it.
He's protecting himself.
He thought it was
you.
He saw me pulling the other side.
Yeah.
So am I.
I don't think it would reach that far. Yeah.
I don't want to find out.
Wait, he's aiming for his face. I mean, this is dangerous.
Luckily, the first time my hand was up here.
Alright, anyway, you found a wand of Vuh, and a girdle of Puh, and a dart of Vuh.
And some daggers. Who needs daggers?
Obviously, they belong to the...
Sound a 50 gold piece.
I'll take a dagger, one of the two sentences.
Alright, I'll hold on to one, too.
Also, she does say that after searching through the nest to get the magical items or whatever, that it appeared that there were no coins greater than an electrum piece anywhere in the cave. Mm-hmm. Everything was an electrum piece, a copper piece, or a silver piece. Which makes sense, because they mostly probably took out poor people. Sailors and like that. And even if they have stuff, they don't normally carry it on their being while they're on the boat. You'd be like in their chest or whatever.
Yeah.
Because if you don't take a dagger,
boat,
you don't want to
do one.
But she does point out that none of the daggers are glowing. As Detect Magic says, yeah, that like the daggers are not magical. Everything. And also the armor is not magical.
Yeah. So I got studded leather, which
yep.
is AC what?
7. And you can wear it under your cat's blanket. So just make your armor class 3 better.
So I have AC 0 again.
Woohoo! AC 0, and just need a miniature in studded leather with a caperson.
with protection toga?
Ranger in toga with bow. Bow and sword. Okay. Well, we're definitely out of time, but we got to do some mopping up, all right? So
we find them would be
as for those who are up on the up in the mountains, you follow the little trail down to the rock. It takes you a good hour to walk across the gravelly area, and you know you're in the vicinity, but you don't know exactly where the items are.
I can recast locate object, try to get a better read on them.
Okay,
so we're getting close.
Right, yeah, once you get across that gravel area, that would probably.
Well,
be good
time. I have more to hand vibration that I can then recall.
Yes. So once crossing the gravel area, that would probably be the time to do that, because you're basically as close as you can get with the first spell.
Just remember, I'm the person trying to bring you back to life.
Are you doing the same?
No, item? I'm the guy who's rolling resurrection rival though.
I should be the
there
one.
There isn't much risk for me here.
You're the one
really
casting the spell. He's the one who makes it successful.
Okay, so percentile
dice. You're merely casting the spell. I have to survive.
It would be dangerous to switch items anyway, because if you switch items and it's in a different place, you'd be like, oh, it's 3 miles away. Like, oh, crud.
I don't understand the point.
I feel like it was a part of a
33.
Okay. So the healing sword is that way, about 100 yards, and about 60 feet down.
Okay.
And so by your calculations, that that way 100 yards would take you to the edge of the lake, which means it's probably at the bottom of the lake.
Hmm. I think the sword is at the bottom of the lake.
Oh, how convenient.
Seriously, there are worse places.
Link Kendra.
Okay. Why would they throw it in the lake?
Because they don't know it can heal?
Well, because they don't use long swords, and they didn't bust around with it because it was a magical weapon, and they don't want you to have it back. No one's really likely to find it at the bottom of the lake just by happenstance, and if they want to get it back, they could probably get it back.
One equivalent of a Wolverine? I can't have it, nobody will.
Yes.
Okay, so you're all standing, all the party that's in the mountain, standing at the edge of the lake with a storm about 12 to 15 hours away, looking at the icy cold waters of the mountain lake, going, yeah, it's probably down there. Meanwhile, elsewhere, the party that went back, Dorkian sleeps, and Lorelei sleeps. Victor...
Probably has to go get the manifest.
Yes, getting the ship's log. Okay, so between sessions, I will provide you with a list of people who were on that boat as passengers, and maybe crew of lesser, like it would be higher ranking crew. It had to be somebody higher on the last man or something.
New crew.
Yeah, I'll provide you with that, and you can kind of pore over it and begin to think about what just would be good.
I do also share that note with Amalia, just so that she's aware.
A badge on.
Oh, yep, sounds good. She said, oh, that's really a shame. I always liked him. I mean, I don't really know it well.
If only I had my crown.
At least it was a failed attempt.
Yes.
It does explain something. I mean, not the beginning of it, but before we left Southern Miss Cove, there was a tension between Southern Miss Cove and Diamond Cove. Could be somebody in Southern Miss Cove is the one who... facilitated the attempt
because of the tension.
Yeah.
Polymorph you into something that can swim in the water.
Definitely not the normal peaceful relations.
Crown and sword.
You really need to hire yourself a cleric, please.
Poor kid now. Oh, she hasn't even learned the fold spell.
They won't give it to me.
Ryan's stuff is probably with us.
I've seen it. They won't give it to me.
You asked nicely.
Okay.
This is nice as it's going to be.
Athena's pretty decent. Athena get it.
My magic, yeah. I'm thinking 5th and 6th come from Athena, not 4th.
What is the high level spell you get? 6?
6. I have 2 6 level spots. And I'm like 100 grand for being able to cast Resurrection.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's like
I will do. I also will do experience at the beginning of the next session. I was going to do it today, but I just didn't get to it.
Like a mermaid?
So I don't know if anybody's close or not.
I'm willing to sacrifice like both of my 6 level slots and anything else.
That just defeating the dragon itself was a lot, but it was divided over a lot.
So. Yeah. I need to ensure less survivors.
Cleric, 6 level spells.
I'm assuming it's probably in a bag with other stuff.
I'm weird.
Dan, just as a side note, the crown.
Yes.
Remember, I don't know what they're classified as, but warriors gain 1 level while wearing it. Priests and wizards lose a level while wearing it. So I don't know how it would affect them.
Right.
I'm hoping it's at the bottom of the lake also.
Hopefully
crown.
They qualify
Why would
as
they
a priest.
Throw a crown in the bottom of the lake?
Hopefully they qualify as a priest.
Or was it so dragon?
Sorry.
Was that unintentional?
Yeah, that was.
Sorry? I don't think I've ever heard that.
It didn't hit him.
No, but it did make you jump.
It made you jump.
Yeah, right. I jumped because he jumped.
He almost hit you out of like reflex.
It didn't
even
really go towards him, though.
It was like a snap.
Yeah, that was what that looked
okay,
like.
Okay, well... We didn't go as far, quite as far as I'd hoped, but at least we are play again in 2 weeks, so we should be able to get. Well, at some point in time, you were probably going to want to go after your stuff. So.
Better go while it's fresh.
Who
knows when we'll have time in the future.
Now you need somebody with water breathing. That's the problem.
Always a problem.
She's going to polymorph into something that can...
Unfortunately, I had a scimitar water.
Also, don't forget...
dear, if it matters or if it that you have the items from the dragon, the chest, the
don't,
wand.
Yeah, just don't be too successful in the polymorph. They'll think he actually is a fish.
I should probably brain. Use one.
Fish won't work, people.
Mermaid.
Yeah, and you have to do that sooner rather than later because once other things happen that interfere with the psychic impressions of it, then you won't be able to figure
out. Otter, because they have thumbs.
Crocodile.
Otter would
be. It has to be something strong that can carry a bag of loot if it needs to, and it can hold its breath for a long time underwater. Crocodile.
Oh, okay, polar bears hold their breath underwater.
Hippopotamus.
Can't they hold their breath underwater for a long time?
Sounds right.
I don't know.
Not like other.
Dude, if you're gonna be permanently changing something, polar bears.
How about a platypus?
Swim down and swim back.
They're amphibious.
Oh, or are we talking about how to something that can swim down there? Is that what we're talking about?
First of all, a platypus cannot lift a long sword up to the surface.
You want it to be strong enough.
And B, if the loot's in a bag with other stuff,
if it can tie a rope,
it'll be a lot heavier than just.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. When you arrive there at the, so you're standing on the gravel and you cast the spell and you realize, okay, it's in the water. Everybody looks in the water, but you know from the locate object because you rolled pretty well the second time that it's a little further down. It's not in the water right there by the gravel. It's a little further around the corner, and you go down around the corner to that exact spot, and that's where we stop at. But when you get there, the hawk is sitting in a tree overlooking the spot.
Speak with animals.
Hey, that hawk is bird. Good.
Where's our stuff?
She is. I'd have to sleep for 4 hours.
Yeah. He's been watching it.
Ryan can just do it.
Hi, bird.
It's
how are you doing?
I went to the place where stuff valuable to you was. That way I knew you'd come back to me.
Because you give me food.
Where's the bacon?
That's right. Hold on. The cat gets a bacon. I want bacon.
The hawk takes its wing. You go, where's the bacon? It goes, calm! Winds at the water. Apparently they don't like bacon. Amongst food and
well, of course not. They're vegan.
They're vegan monks.
How do you know they're vegan? They're evil.
So I would say that I had the notion originally, and some of it probably like just miscellaneous junk equipment and stuff, that I was just going to like have them just drop it. Like here and there, and I'd like because they traveled like miles, right? So drop one like every 20 yards. So yeah. No matter what you cast locate object on, you find one item and there's only one there, and then you look around, oh, there's another one over there. You go over there, oh, there's another one over there. You're like looking forever.
I say nine daggers felt oddly specific.
Ooh, a piece of candy. Ooh.
But I didn't do it.
They lead you right into a trap.
Are those yours?
I don't know, it could be.
Have nine daggers?
I carry nine of a lot of things.
He likes nines. He would have been pleased to find nine daggers in the harpy cave.
Oh, man.
It's a lucky number.
It is not really lucky.
Nine is a very lucky number.
Mm-hmm. See, he gets it.
Is that why you cut off one of the
just out of curiosity, is Ren immune to charm at this level?
What's from lucky? Yes. No,
that was the
good question
that I had.
I mean, Bluebird got me.
He made the save anyway, but I was thinking even if you missed the save, I think you might be a win.
I suspect Lily might be too.
We were charmed.
Yeah, I was about to knock you both out.
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
Not with the traditional sense.
Probably put him into a mouth.
Charms, hypnosis, and suggestion spells.
Stop it. What are you doing?
50% chance of effect.
Stop.
Monk,
10
hours and 8 doors.
Stop. He passes out.
The monk is 50% resistant to such
I'm
magic.
I'm about to pass out.
This resistance increases 5% per level thereafter.
For charm?
Beguiling, charm, hypnosis, and suggestion.
Starts at what level?
9.
50% at 9.
So you're at 60%.
60%. So even if you failed to save, you'd have been 60% likely to ignore it.
And then I don't know what. What level?
9.
Oh, you want to be in the mount race?
Expansion course. Okay.
She has the giant donut.
What are you doing?
She found a giant donut. She wants to know what flavor it is.
She's making sure you're safe.
Hi.
Pink vanilla.
Yes, I was too busy with other things to deal with Leon on the complete opposite side of the battlefield.
Can you take it back?
For the record, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Ren killed every single harpy.
So you've drawn my ire.
Right. So you got the two with the fireball. Stunned two for total four. Yeah. Damage two to the point that they crashed. Total of six. Ren killed all six harpies.
Well, what do you
call it?
Experience, bro.
No,
not really.
I killed
him. Harpies are like 2 hit.
Oh, you hit the one with a sword. Yeah, that's right. Well, you didn't technically kill it, but yeah.
Mama!
You crashed it.
Is that mine?
I took it out of combat.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. Ren got five of the six. You got five of the six.
Does Armac on it?
I'll take it.
Yeah, so
it
could be.
And there you go. Now you know what monks are good at fighting. Harpies, because they're immune to charm. At ninth level.
50%.
Resistant to charm.
Yeah, resistant, heavily resistant to charm. Harpies have a crap AC, so you can hit them and hit them 5-5 over, so you stun them. And they have, for hit points.
That gives them a miss of the ram.
They're 3 hit dice, so they don't have a lot of hit points.
Yeah, well, she had them first.
Yep. Monks are good at fighting harpies.
She had racked before back then.
And they're probably not overly affected by the fact that their boobs are showing.
Jenny is...
Just
of
course, ignore,
how old is,
ignore
how
the
old
boobs.
We are not
me
shy.
Me plus 2, 29.
About nudity.
I've almost had the initials longer than
before.
She's been alive.
I am unfazed by your nudity.
Is a ram. Josh is a droom. Jenny's our jinnum. Lance 10.
Droom.
The round that it, you killed the one, by the way, I was testing to see whether or not, because the harpies don't, like, coordinate with each other well. So she attacked Leon, even though she realized that the other lady had charmed him. And they do have a tendency to go after the biggest male opponent first. That's in the description.
She went from owls to
owls. I had her go after Leon, but I didn't have to do that.
How tall is Leon?
6'4".
Yep.
So he's the
I'm
tallest.
Went, but
if I remember
right, he was the only male.
He's
up there,
wiry.
He was the only male left because you left.
Oh, okay.
So
he keeps himself in condition by Welsh standards.
Hey.
I'm absolutely ripped.
Hey.
Even though I only and I'm probably not 164 anymore. I've gained some strength since I've
And in fairness, I am now an elf.
So am I.
Hefty, hefty.
I'm floating on 170.
Yes.
Oh, reflex unit.
I thought we did a reasonably good job, and we managed to keep it discreet at
no
the table
way.
That they were charmed until.
Mommy said
that's
no
what
sugar.
The interesting one was. They knew which one
I
was.
I figured that's what happened. Like as soon as
this is all sugar.
Oh,
I knew exactly what happened.
Harpy got the text.
They do it.
I'll play along.
Like the only.
If anyone
understood was E.
The only indication that Ren got was that Leon was cutting the rope, and Ren's like, why are you cutting the rope instead of fighting the harpies? You know?
That's like, way too disorganized for my brain. But put it away. Put it away.
No, Josh, I wasn't cutting the ropes because of the charm. I was on a ledge fighting harpies, and I was like, oh no, I'm about to fall and take them with me. So I was going to cut the ropes and hold on to them. So if they fell, I could still hold them. And if I fell,
you
I could let go.
Yeah.
So when I originally did the rope thing, I didn't expect there to be harpies up here. So I was worried about us falling off the cliff.
Yeah, they charm you, they pick you up, they drop you, come on the game, figure it out.
Yeah, I understand. That's exactly what happened.
Almost.
The only one that got
you narrowly survived with your
lives was Millie, and I ain't letting Millie go.
Oh no,
alrighty,
let go.
You all have a good evening.
Bye, James.
Right.
I'll see you next one. I see you.
See you on another Saturday.
The next time will be 4:00.
Theoretically, yes.
Theoretically.
Trying to do 4 to like 8:30 was the goal, so I can be done. This 10:00 thing messes with me.
So we are officially changing to 4?
I was trying to, yeah. Okay. As of last time, but
let's
I didn't make it today, obviously.
This
so.
Is about me.
If I stop at 8:30, we actually stop by 9, then I don't have to be up until midnight or 1:00, and I don't do midnight or 1:00 very good right now.
No, I just wanted to be sure because the next time I'll have to do grandma's. Well, I do grandma's usually Tuesday and Saturdays. So
you have to go sooner so that you can make four.
I know when I need to leave by so that I can get here in time.
No, I'm not trying to be inconvenient.
No. It's a whenever
she
thing. I just need to know. I just need to know what.
It's not an inconvenience.
How many cameras you got on that?
A lot.
Got cameras for days.
Yep.
Well, that's how phones work nowadays. Instead of just making a better camera, they just
add cameras
to it, and they all kind of collaborate together.
Yeah. Which, like, eyes show depth better that way. Same way.
Why have you gotten better depth? You should get.
It's a Zoe. What's on your spoon?
Sherry, what was the other thing that I said I had to put on the team leader meeting schedule for tomorrow
peanut
that came
butter.
Up this week?
Who gave you peanut
the
butter?
Promotions, Tuesday night schedule. There's one more thing. Did I tell you? No.
Say one wish, but like wish amongst here.
No, I think I'm good.
Come here.
Get over here.
Stab, 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 stab.
Do it Mortal Kombat style.
Get over here.
Get over here.
It was always my favorite.
Scorpion?
Yeah.
Have a bit
from
Sunday
fellowship
coming up.
Bites at the
good old rope dart. Oh, that was the other thing Alicia and I said we had to put on there. It was planned something for that.
Put whatever book you got out of my bag.
No, it's right here.
Next month. I think we should do chili cook-off again.
I we'll like to make chili and eat chili.
Kneeling in front of the refrigerator. Looking at her shadow on the fridge going, why is there no face?
Really?
Yeah. I said because it's a shadow. Shadows don't have faces.
What did she have to say about that?
That's funny.
I don't think she said anything
about it. Oh my goodness, that's funny.
We were at the football game on Thursday. We were walking around the football field to get to the bleachers, and she kept swerving in front of me.
Not by a lot, though.
What are you doing? She was trying to walk on my shadow. And when I would swerve to go around her, she would jump in front of me again to get back on my shadow.
You were shaking table business.
Like, what are you doing?
And if you could put your coffee cup on the top, that would be impressive.
I'm my drink.
Thank you, sir.
This is your
Sorry I sidetracked
us. Not at all. If you get the heel, if you get just the heel sore back, that would be huge.
Why are you coughing on
my face? It's a huge tool.
Now you're being bribed.
I'm sure,
him to let me help him
I'm sure 80% of the items that I lost, they're carrying with them.
The arrows help a lot because I had some pretty cool arrows, but the sword and the crown.
It's not yours.
Oh, dude, she's gonna let go and it's gonna smack you in the face.
That's why it's out here.
Yeah, the crown is huge too, so hopefully we find that. Hopefully we find that other people's stuff, like Ren's stuff.
That's why my ring, my cloak.
Jeez, Ren has so much stuff. I'm not even sure. I'm not sure it's realistic for him to even carry all that. He's got so much stuff.
Well, sorry, I didn't find any of my stuff, but here's this trident. I guess I'll just use it. I mean,
she's just behind the music.
Poseidon was down there. He gave it to me. He's like, here, use my trident.
Well, she is. She can play. She just
That's the way they do it. That's really the way they do it. That's the problem. Music majors in general. It's like that first year is meant to weed out. No, that definitely was a kick in the shin for her.
The arm thing is definitely most of the problem. Her academics are fine. She's literally ahead in every class. She just, they're asking her to learn a lot of stuff, and she didn't practice as much as she should have over the summer. And now she's just struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, playing her, she hurts her arm, and she's not icing it. I think I broke it and wearing her bracelet. She's sort of
like, that's tough. I knew it was going to be hard. I
not that way.
She was thinking,
down.
Oh, it'll be okay. But that first year
down.
As a music
down.
Major, down. It's basically, that's the weed out tool.
You're gonna hit me.
They take you from wherever you are coming out of high school, and everybody thinks they're coming out of high school proficient, and they're not. You're not. You're not remotely close to proficient, even though she was probably further along than most.
Uh-huh.
It's like you take 3 years of Spanish in high school and go to take it in college, and you can't test out of it.
Well, and her biggest thing is scale. Like, she can learn music perfectly fine, but they're teaching her, like, 20 scales and 10 different articulation patterns that she has to be able to play every single scale in. And she's just sitting there practicing scale 2.5 hours. Yep. Like, that sucks.
Yep.
I get it.
Now it's your turn. That's it. It's the mechanical.
Oh, I told her. I think the real problem that she's having is that she's practicing them incorrectly. So she's not learning them fast enough. She needs to talk to her world-class saxophone professor, literally like one of the top 5 saxophone professors on the planet, and ask him how she should be practicing her scales to learn them as fast as possible. She just hasn't done that yet, because I guess she's worried that she's not going to be able to hold it together while she talks.
That is tough. Although, I would comfort her by saying this. At this point, with who he is and what he has seen, there's nothing that she could do that he hasn't seen before. He's seen people break down. He's seen people throw a fit. He's been cussed at. He's been all of it. And she's not going to do any of the most outrageous things. The worst case scenario, if she starts to cry, it's not going to be a problem. He can handle it because he's seen it before.
Especially,
you got peanut butter in your hair.
Music school. A lot of the people going into the CMA are real emotionally stable. Like,
it almost looks like there's her classmates are.
She was talking to me yesterday about how she feels so lonely because she can't make friends with anyone in her studio or anything. And there are a couple of them that she was already acquainted with, but they have their own friends. And so she would talk to them, but then they're talking to their friends, and she isn't able to make any friends because she doesn't relate to
what part
any
of these don't make a mess means rub it in your hair.
She's not there to make friends.
Yeah.
Some of them are not going to make it. And she might be one that's not going to make it.
Yeah, probably that too. She was talking about...
just eat it right. Stop playing with it in your fingers and eat it right.
That happens.
It's not going in. She's like, I'm going to lose all my scholarship. You're going to lose your saxophone scholarship. You have a $12,000 a year academic scholarship. You might have to cover the $4,000 that you'd be getting for your saxophone, but you understand how incredible it is that you have a $12,000 a year academic scholarship that you will not lose unless your GPA drops below 3.0. Her academics are fantastic. She has not had a late assignment yet. She hasn't even...
She gets grades in music too, right?
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
The point is... The grades are not what she's concerned about at all. She has a scale jury at the beginning of next semester where she has to sit in front of like 30
master's
or what, but 30 people who ask her to play certain scales in different articulation styles. And she's freaking out about it because if she doesn't pass the scale jury, they kick her out. Technically, she's not actually in music school yet. She's in pre-music school. Until she finishes and does the skill jury.
Listen, Mitchell Brothers.
Yeah, I'm really not sure that it's as bad as she may be.
It's not.
Either. I mean, they're not going to expect it to be absolutely perfect.
They don't, and that's not the measure. The measure is not perfect. It's like 70% or 80%, whatever they consider proficiency, right? But that being said, getting there is the problem, right? So you're learning brand new stuff and have to get to 70-80%. And it feels like you'll never get there. But the problem is too, some of it is like speculative.
Gosh, you have peanut butter.
Some of it is speculative.
For shame, Josh.
Okay. I'm supposed to be doing something. It's family time. It's family time, yeah.
Whatever we do, we'll need a guy.
That's fine. And we need to be praying for Charlie. Huh? And we need to be praying for Charlie.
I don't know what that's happening. Where'd you get this?
The back hallway.
That's because Zayden brought it down and left it out instead of putting it back like it was supposed to. Imagine that.
Ash, do I help you?
What did you do? Trying to wash your hand?
Where did that come from?
You're forever going to teach you out of it.
Charlie has put the one call contact list at 1500 exactly.
I do it for 20. See?
Put it negotiation. Do we delete the disqualifieds?
This side goes
to Ironer movie. I don't remember the steps to pull that report to tell her how to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't have time to do it before she had to leave, so
how did she do on getting deliveries hired? And
I'm not sure.
That's the most important thing for you, right? Because you need her next week to...
Yeah.
Make sure no one's be caught up by the end of the
week. Say hello? By the end of the week, yeah. I know Caitlin worked on it for a while yesterday.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.